Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Have you looked into the Hispanic Scholarship Fund? There are a few places to look for help. Mama, let's research.
Hi, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito. Today, we are talking about Teresa, episodes 69 and 70.
Yes, yes, we are. I have a summary for mine. Oh, I guess I'm going first, so let's just get into it.
Yeah. Let's get into the meat of this sandwich.
I don't know if
how they say
that's what they say, but the idea is there, so let's just go
with
it.
I know.
Yeah, so the summary. In episode 69, Teresa and Profe are...
Did you not write it ahead of time?
No.
Is this on the spot?
Yes.
I'm not judging you.
Sorry.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, no.
I know it sounded judgy.
It did.
Because it was.
Okay.
I was just kidding about not judging you.
Anyway, Teresa and Profe are fighting and they reel Mariano into their problems. And that's really the main thing that happens here.
In the most embarrassing moment of all time.
Yes.
It was horrible to watch.
Who does that? Oh my God.
Like, I'm sure someone has done this to their significant other.
You know what? Let me redo that summary. Arturo's jealousy is out of hand, causes a big fight with Teresa and Profe, and they reel Mariano into their problems. Is that a little better?
I like that. I thought you were going to say his jealousy knows no bounds.
Okay, that would have been better. So thanks for that.
It's the same thing, essentially. It's just that as soon as you said Arturo's jealousy, that's like what sprung to my mind.
Yeah. So it starts out with Profe and Teresa, and he's asking Teresa if she slept with Mariano. And she's just like, what are you talking about? Where'd you get this idea from? I don't understand your question. Arturo tells her that Paloma told him she saw them making out when she was working for him. Teresa's like, yes, that's right. We were just working together, but we weren't together. And she's just mad, like saying, how dare you? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you're not answering the question. So on. And it's a heated fight.
Yeah. And I was going to say it's a classic liar move to deflect.
Yeah.
But also it's out of pocket for him to even be bringing this up. So it's like, it's so convoluted and nuanced, I guess is the word, because he's wrong for being this jealous.
Yeah.
But it's true. And so she is trying to deflect because she is lying about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're on no one's side. Actually, I'm on her side though, because it's really messed up that what he does, the length that he goes to.
Yeah.
Or the, you know.
So then we go to Mariano and Martin, and they're having dinner and talking about Aurora. Mariano's just telling Martin that he respects Aurora as a friend. He's not into her, but we know he is. Martin is like, I'm her boyfriend. You need to respect that. And they make up, basically. They're friends now. They agree to talk business after this.
Yeah, and I just feel bad for Mariano. Everyone thinks he's coming for their lady.
Yeah, that's true. Then we go back to Teresa, and she she leaves wherever her and Arturo were arguing. I think it was the office. She leaves there and she goes to a room. She closes the door and she's just like breathing heavily and behind this door like, oh, what if he finds out about me and Mariano right before the wedding? And then there's like loud pounding on the door and it's Profe and he's angry. He's going to knock this door down. Then Luisa walks up and she's like, what's happening? What are you doing? And he yells at Luisa hardcore to stay out of it. It's not her business. After that, Teresa opens the door and she's like, you're right. We need to clear this up. Then we go to Aurora and she's sitting in her house on the couch and she's caressing that little pin that Mariano gave her. And then her dad walks up and she wants to give him the pin. She doesn't want it anymore. Because it's conflicting for her to have it because Mariano gave it to her. And then her dad is like, I thought you were over Mariano. And she's like, yeah, but she's still conflicted. She wants to fully commit herself to Martin. And she actually wants to try to love him. And her dad is like, well, if this is the case, then you need to give him more attention than Mariano. Then we briefly go back to Mariano and Martin. This is just where it shows them making up, which I already mentioned. And Mariano, the whole point of this meeting was because Mariano wants help to network because he was threatened in the previous episode that if he didn't get enough money in a certain amount of time for the Vecindad clinic, that it would get shut down. And so he wants Martin's help because he's good at this, right? And he's in the right social circle. And Mariano is not. We go back to Arturo and Teresa's fight. And he's super mad. He's manhandling her. It's not a good look for him.
It's not good.
No.
Not a good look.
Not at all. And he wants to know how far her and Mariano went. But this is in the past. Right up to their wedding in the past. But still in the past.
Yeah, as far as he knows, it was in her past, like when she was younger, not the night before their wedding. And so the issue is really a non-issue because they weren't together, as far as he knows.
Exactly, yeah.
The truth is that she cheated on him.
Yes.
But he doesn't know that.
No. He's just, you know, being really rough, insisting on this. Teresa says, you know what? Let's clear the truth up. Let's go talk to Mariano. And Arturo agrees. And I think Teresa thought he was going to say no. Because she looks shocked when he's like, yeah, let's go talk to him. Because what reasonable person would agree to this?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, yeah. So... We go back to Mariano and Martin as their dinner is about to come to an end. Martin gets a phone call. It's Aurora and she's just talking to him. And I think the point of the scene is because we're supposed to see how sad Mariano looks that they're happy together. I don't know. We go back to Aurora. She's texting Mariano, telling him, thanking him to, oh my God, what am I saying? She's thanking Mariano for worrying about her because she was crying at some point, but she's texting this out loud. And because we can't see what she's typing. So she's like, thank you for worrying about me. Then we go back to Arturo and Teresa. And she tells him she can't believe he accepted this ridiculous offer. And he's like, what? You're regretting your own proposal? And she's like, no, this is just humiliating. Which it is.
Truly it is. Yeah.
And then they both just leave angry out the door. So then we see Juana and Luisa, and Luisa's trying to ask Juana if she knows what's going on with them. Juana is like, well, no, all I know is that they came back from the honeymoon, and that's what Teresa was mad about. And
that was like 20 fights ago, Juana. Keep up with it.
She's behind. And she's like, I thought they were happy and in good spirits. Arturo even asked Teresa's parents to live here. Then Luisa looks very surprised at this because she thinks her parents are evil. Then Arturo and Teresa are walking down the stairs and Juana's like, what's happening? And Arturo basically tells her to mind her business. And she's like, no, I want to know what's going on with Teresa. And then he tells her that it's an issue with Mariano that they're going to go clear up. And then they leave and Luisa and Juana stay behind and they're like, oh, not Mariano again. But he has no idea this is even happening. Like, what do you mean?
I couldn't stand this part because they're like blaming Mariano. He literally is like, they're gonna go disturb his freaking day. Like, he doesn't have any clue about what they're fighting about.
Yeah. After that, we go to Aida, Mayra, and Ruben, and Aida and Mayra are hard at work. They're girl bossing, typing, and he's begging them to stop and to go to dinner, and like, oh, how the tables have turned.
Right? Remember early in the novela when Mayra would be like, oh, again, you're going to be home late again for work, and he would ditch her, pretending, of course, that it was work, but it was really Esperanza.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're busy at work, and he's like, oh, come on, when are you going to stop? I just think you guys should have time to yourselves. But I was like, shut up, Ruben. You just don't want them to find out about your fucking fraud.
Exactly. That's his whole thing. And eventually, he continues to beg and beg them. Eventually, they're like, fine. So Mayra leaves to go get ready. And him and Aida stay there. And then he tells Aida, hold on, because this happens in a later scene. No, my bad. So we briefly leave them and we go to Genoveva and Paloma. And Paloma is just saying how she regrets telling Arturo about Mariano. And it's like, you already did it. Why does it even matter?
Yeah, stop crying about it. You already went the chismosa.
She's always crying.
Yeah.
Then we go back to Mayra, Aida, and Ruben. And then they're just talking about how if only Mayra's dad could see them now, see her working. And then Aida starts mocking her grandfather. And she's like, las mujeres no deben. Yeah. And it's like, why is she using that accent? Is he Spanish?
No, I think because you know how some older people don't have teeth. So it sounds, they talk like that, like in sometimes. I think that's the voice she's making. Like,
okay, I see.
You know?
Yeah, now it makes more sense to me.
But maybe he was Spanish, because they are. Mayra especially is a white Mexican.
Then we go to La Vecindad, and there's a knock on Mariano's door, and it's Teresa, and Mariano's dad answers it, Ramon, and he's like, what are you doing here after all you've done to my son? Like, how dare you even come here? And then she's like, I know, but we need to talk to Mariano. My husband wants to talk to him. And then he's like, well, he's not here. But then Mariano comes and he's like, I'm right here.
Yeah. And she was really banking on Mariano not saying anything because he doesn't want more drama and he doesn't want to make her look horrible.
Yeah. She knows. Yeah.
That he wouldn't say anything.
Yeah. Because he's like, he has his issues, but he's overall good.
Yeah.
We leave them and we go back to Aida. Mayra steps away to go to the bathroom for them to get ready to go to this dinner. Ruben is begging them to go on. And then Ruben is telling him that he doesn't, or Ruben is telling Aida that he doesn't deserve this. Then they just start arguing and she tells him she knows that he fired Mariano and his dad over Esperanza. And then he just looks shocked. We go back to Mariano, Teresa, and Arturo. Arturo, like, just straight up is like, we need to clarify this and you need to tell me right now, did you and Teresa go to the next level or what? He phrases it.
I don't remember how he phrases it. Essentially, he's asking
if they had sex.
Not boots.
Mm-hmm. And Mariano's like, I can't believe you're here asking this. And his dad says the same thing, like, wow, you're really here discussing the intimacies of your wife. Mariano's like, I made a fool of myself at the wedding.
It is
so degrading, yeah. And then Mariano says, I made a fool of myself at your wedding, but I feel sorry for you right now. To Teresa.
Yeah.
And he says, like, if you were married to me, we wouldn't care about the past, only the future, which makes sense. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arturo gets mad and he, like, steps closer to Mariano like he's about to fight. Then his dad gets in the middle of it and he's like, you need to leave. Like, this is our house and you're here with this nonsense. So then they leave and then Ramon and Mariano just talk about the jealousy issues that Profe has. And Ramon tells Mariano that this is the result of the scandal he made at the wedding. Then there's another knock on the door. Mariano thinks that it's Profe again. He answers the door all angry. He's like, what do you want? And it's
Cuberto. I know, right? And I did want to say that I really like Mariano's dad. And I know that we've talked about before how much we like Mariano's dad already. But he He gets mad at the situation because, yeah, the profe and Teresa shouldn't be there bringing this shit up. But he also tells Mariano, like, this shit is your fault. So he's, like, angry with Mariano, but he doesn't, he still holds him accountable.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's, like, he's just such a good dad.
Yeah, and he doesn't say anything in front of Mariano or in front of profe and Teresa. He waits till they leave.
Yeah, this is a thing, like, I can't stand about it. Fugio? Yeah, she loves to shame Teresa, always. And it's like, no, don't do that
in front of everyone.
And Mariano's dad, he knows what to say and when to say it and what, you know, it's just, and of course, no one is perfect, but he's just like, he has a good balance.
Exactly. We briefly see a cute Martin and Aurora scene, which I'm not here for because I don't like Martin for no reason.
We're here for the drama, not for the cute stories. And also, I hate Martin's sideburns.
Yeah, the worst. They're bad. Okay, then we go to Juana and Luisa. They're talking about Teresa. And then at that moment, Arturo and Teresa walk back in. Arturo's like, we need to talk. And then Teresa's like, I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. We're not going to talk right now. And then she's like, oh, we're not going to sleep together tonight.
And we're not sleeping in the same bed.
Yeah. And then Arturo's so mad about it. And he's like, no, we're married. We're going to sleep in the same bed because we have to. But you know what? He was being such a dick. They don't have to. She is entitled to her anger.
Exactly. And why would she want to sleep next to you after what he put her through that day? Like,
yeah, the embarrassment, the humiliation, everything. Yeah. What an ass. Then she storms off. Juana follows. Luisa and Profe stay there. Luisa asks what happened, and he basically tells her that he listened to Paloma about something. And then she's like, why would you listen to Paloma instead of your wife? And although Paloma is telling the truth, and although Teresa did cheat on Arturo before the wedding, he doesn't know that. And so, yes, why would he choose that to do that?
Exactly.
Then Juana and Teresa are in Teresa's room. They're just talking about what happened. Whatever, it's not important. It's the next day. We see Aurora and Mariano talking on the phone. They hang up. And then Mariano's dad asks him what's going on because Mariano looks worried. And he's like, are you thinking about Teresa? Mariano tells him, no, I was thinking about Aurora. And then Mariano's dad is like, too bad you didn't fall in love with Aurora. She's an angel. Yes. Sweet literal angel, yes, Aurora.
Literal angel.
And then yeah. Mariano's like, I feel so dumb because when she was single for a long time, she was there for me when I was with Teresa, and I was just too obsessed, not obsessed, but I was still hung up on Teresa to see Aurora was in front of me. And then his dad is like, yeah, sometimes we miss opportunities and we're never going to get them back.
Wise. Amazing. Yes. Validating, affirming, supportive.
Yeah. Listening, everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If that was Deputy Hill, she'd be like, oh, look what you did. Meh.
It's all bitch. Your fault. You should have noticed that, Aurorita.
Meh. You didn't value what you had in front of you. Meh.
Exactly. Then we go back to Arturo. He asks Juana where Teresa is, and she's like, I don't know. She left. Then we go to Teresa at that moment. Speaking of the devil. She's at the hospital. She runs into Mariano and she thanks him for not telling.
I was like, how dare you? How dare you go there?
How dare you? Yeah. But she thanks him for not telling the truth. And he's like, yeah. And, you know, poor Mariano, because he's just trying to get over this. And they keep finding their way back to him.
Yeah.
He tells her something like he doesn't like her anymore. It's whatever. He is not into her anymore. He's happy for her that she chose, or no, something about her choosing money over love, like, is the whole gist of it. And then he goes back into the office, and then she looks really sad.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, one thing I forgot to mention about Mariano and Mariano's dad when they were talking. Mariano's dad asks about Aida, like, how are things with her? Mariano's like, it's complicated. And Mariano's dad is like, how? And then he mentions that that's Ruben Casares' daughter. And then he's like, what?
He's like,
because he didn't know. Yeah, what? Excuse me? That bitch? As in Ruben. Ruben's the bitch who fired them.
Yeah.
Yeah. After that, we see Esperanza and Mariano talking in his office, and he's just telling her about what happened, and Esperanza is like, well, you should just leave them alone, and he's like, that's what I'm trying to do, and they keep following me, and then he's just saying...
He's like, they came to my place.
Yeah, yeah.
I was minding my business.
He really was, for once, right?
Yeah.
And then they just bond over how hard it is to get over these difficult relationships.
Over these horrible people.
Yes. We go back to Arturo. Luisa's just giving him shit for listening to Paloma. Then we see Teresa at the... Yeah, exactly. Then we go back to the hospital. We see Teresa talking to Aurora. Aurora's like, ¿Qué haces aquí? But in a nice way because she's an angel.
Yeah.
And then she says that she's here to talk to her and... they're friends, and Aurora, oh, they can't let someone get in between them. I think Martin. Aurora tells Teresa that's not the only reason that things are the way they are between them right now. It's also, she also told her to pursue Mariano and then changed her mind and then got back with Mariano. But then Teresa's like, I'm having problems with Arturo, and they sort of make up.
But Aurora's still not letting go of the fact that she's like, I know something happened between you and Mariano, and why that's why he went to interrupt. Like, I know something.
Yes.
Had to have led him to do that. And Teresa's like, what do you know? She's like, well, nothing. It's just my hunch.
Yeah. Yeah. And they make up, but Aurora still insists that she needs to be honest with Arturo.
Because, yeah, Aurora is like, why haven't you told him that you did, like... Like, what is the point of you lying about your first time being with Paolo and not with Mariano? Like, you know, all the lying is what's breeding this mistrust. Not that that's any excuse for the profe to act the way that he's acting, but Teresa has lied to him a lot. And so he's like, what the fuck? I don't know what the fuck actually happened, you know?
Yes. And then after that, we go back to La Vecindad, and Ramon is talking with Humberto. They're just talking about how after years of friendship with Armando, Armando's not friends with Ramon anymore over this whole Teresa ordeal, right? And then they go on to talk about how Arturo and Teresa went over there, and Ramon is like, I can't believe he came over here and was asking about their sex history, basically. And he's like, well, Mariano was a complete gentleman while Teresa was not. And Refugio's overhearing this at the same time, and she's like having a mini heart attack by the door, and it's hilarious.
How many times has she overheard shit that's none of her business, like,
and had mini heart attacks about them?
This is what she fucking gets for not minding her fucking business.
Yep.
To be fair, she accidentally walked in on that, but she stayed there like a chismosa.
Yeah. I would have too, but I wouldn't have had a heart attack over it. I would have. Okay. After that, they're fanning her out because of her mini heart attack. Then Humberto leaves, and they're just talking. She's apologizing for how horrible Teresa has been to Mariano.
Yeah.
Then there's a pointless Juana and Humberto scene. After that, it's a little bit later, and there's a knock at Refugio's door, and it's Arturo, and he's looking for Teresa. She's not there because she never visits her mom.
Why would she be there?
Right? It's like he doesn't know her at all.
He should know better. He doesn't, because she's been this fake-ass person with him the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Then she lets him in. They talk. Refugio asks if this is why they canceled the honeymoon, and he's like, "Oh no, that was overwork." And then he's like, "The value of a woman is not who she sleeps with, but his actions say otherwise." So
that's okay. When he said that, I literally yelled at the TV. I was like, "Then why do you care? Then what the fuck?"
Exactly. Yeah,
that's why I was like, I think. The thing that's bothering him the most is that she's not being truthful about anything, but still he's not coming off as he doesn't care about what she's done in the past, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Then Profe asks if they're going to move in again. And Refugio's like, I need you to be honest with me. Are you only asking us so we are away from Mariano and Teresa doesn't have a reason to visit La Vecindad anymore? And then he looks shocked and there's dramatic music playing in the background.
When it's obvious. That's what he wants.
We leave them and then we go to Ruben and Mayra fighting. He's telling her Aida shouldn't hang out with Mariano because he's not at her level. And I'm like, shut up, Ruben. You were literally with Esperanza. And then Mayra brings this up as I was thinking it.
Yeah.
And then he plays victim and he's like, we need to move on. And she's like, you cheated on her for years, man. How are you asking this of her? But it's because he doesn't care.
Yeah. It's because all he wants is to be in control of the finances again.
Mm-hmm. Then we see, we leave them, whatever, they don't matter that much. We go to Refugio and Arturo, and then he admits, like, yeah, as long as you guys live here, Teresa's going to come here and see Mariano. And then Refugio is like, you need to forget about everyone else and just worry about you two. Moving us wouldn't fix any of your problems anyway.
Finally, she says something reasonable.
Exactly. We go to Luisa and Fernando, and she's just telling him about what happened and that she can't believe he listened to Paloma instead of his wife. And then when she says that, Fernando, like, has, like, a weird pause, like he's thinking something. And I'm like, what is happening? And then she's like, what are you thinking about? And he doesn't say, but do you know what's going on there?
I think he's just thinking about how hot Teresa is because he's
oh,
gross.
Shit. Okay, I thought it was something deeper, but of course it's not.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just guessing.
She asks Fernando to talk to Profe, and he doesn't want to get involved, but then he agrees to do it. I wouldn't want to get involved either. After that, we leave Luisa and Fernando, and then we go to Ruben, and he's in his office talking to some guy. We learn that that guy works for them, but now he works for Mayra and Aida because Ruben is no longer in charge of Mayra's businesses. I think there's more than one.
Yeah, because they say Empresios, not Empresio.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I just want you to tell me what's going on. And the guy was like, your wife told me to just report to her. So, no.
And then they go back and forth.
And he's getting more and more mad.
And he's like, yeah, it's no problem with me. Just check with your wife first. And he's like.
Yes, and all this because he doesn't want them to find out about his fraud. And every time he's like, no, I'll just talk to your wife first. Ruben looks more desperate.
Yeah.
And we love to see it. Mm-hmm. And then we hear a knock at Refugio's door, and it's Mariano. And then they talk. He brings up the promise that he had made her when she was in the hospital about being there for Teresa, keeping her safe. And he tells her that he can't keep this promise anymore. Teresa's married. He's just a disturbance in their life. And surprisingly, Refugio tells him she understands. It mm-hmm. makes her very sad, but she understands. And she frees him of this
promise. Duty, role? All of the above?
Yeah, all of those words.
First of all, it was not appropriate for her to ask this of him, I mean, in the first place.
They weren't together when she asked, right? They were already broken up.
I think one of the many times they broke up. Yeah. I think it was during their on and off stage before she was engaged.
Yes, I believe so. But they hug, it's kinda sad to see. I don't know. It was, yeah.
Yeah.
But good for Mariano.
Oh, I was like, I didn't watch this. No, I did finish it, but I don't remember this part. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Oh. Then we go to Juana and Teresa. Teresa's in the vecindad visiting Juana. And I guess Juana did know where she was going. Because she's like, did you tell Arturo what I told you? And she's like, yeah. They're just talking about the situation. Juana's like, I think it's time that you forgive your husband. And Teresa's like, no. And she's like, okay, pero no te hagas la ofendida for that long. Like, it's maybe you've made a big deal out of this for too long now.
Yeah. She's like, it's a little much.
Mm-hmm. She says, no estires la liga mucho, se te va a reventar.
We love those quotes.
Don't take this too far. It's going to blow up in your face. But yeah, we love the sayings because they sound better in Spanish.
Yeah.
Then we go to Fernando and Arturo, and Fernando is telling him, I have to speak honestly with you or truthfully or whatever. And Arturo's like, what? You speak honestly to me?
Excuse
me. It's what his
me?
Face says.
What?
Excuse me. And so Fernando tells Profe, it seems like there's unresolved issues with you and Paloma. And then he's like, oh, Profe's like, why would you say that? Fernando tells him, it's clear because you chose to believe.
I think that's why he makes the face earlier.
Yeah. Now, after that, and you saying this right now, I've now realized this too.
I had the same thought when I was watching it, but I forgot
about my thought. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, and so then Fernando tells him, oh, I'm saying this because you chose to believe Paloma over your wife. And then he tells Arturo, if you don't value the women that you're married to, another man will, because she's beautiful. And then there's dramatic music and Profe looks so mad, and then the episode ends.
Are we still doing mine or no?
Okay. Let me get onto the Gina Rodriguez bit then.
Okay.
So what is this segment called?
We're calling it Chisme con Cafecito.
Okay. Yes. So we do have a Chisme con Cafecito segment today. And the subject of today's Chisme con Cafecito, brought to you by me, is Gina Rodriguez. A high value Latina.
I hadn't heard high value Latina before.
I just made it up. I combined high value man and Latina.
Because I've heard the high value man and low value man from female dating strategy. Have you heard of them?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we won't bore you to death about Reddit, but it's interesting. To say the least.
Yeah, and the phrase has also been floating around TikTok.
Oh, okay. Did they like find that Reddit? Because that's how they...
No. So have you heard of the Fresh and Fit podcast?
No. Oh, Fresh Fit. Is that the two guys that started talking shit about, I don't know what. I don't remember what anymore. But yeah, I have heard of them. And they were like canceled.
Seaway, they say a bunch of nonsense. Yeah, they say a bunch of nonsense on their podcast, like, if a man cheats on a woman, that's not cheating, or,
oh my god,
I want my female to listen to me as a high value man. What does she bring to the table?
Did you see those TikToks that went around about when men,
they were my favorite trend.
Oh my god.
Yes.
So I'm not on TikTok, I'm on Instagram. I think everything is like a week behind, probably, that from when I find out about it. And I barely saw those TikToks, I mean, like yesterday or the day before, and I was dying. I was going to send them to you and I forgot.
Did I not send any to you?
No.
Oh my
god.
And
I say that angrily, so sorry. Because you know I don't have TikTok and you should send me the
TikToks. I know. I'm so sorry. That's on me.
Yeah.
So, yes, let's go back to Gina Rodriguez, our high-value Latina.
High-value, yes. Our educated Latina.
Yeah. She has been the subject of a few internet scandals. She's not canceled because, you know, cancel culture is not real. No one really gets canceled.
It's not real. Yeah.
No. It's still fun to read about, though. And I say this as a Jane the Virgin fan. I like Jane the Virgin. It's a fun show. Do I like Gina Rodriguez? No.
Was she the most annoying character on the show? Yes.
She was. Yeah. So, I think her first internet scandal was in 2017 when Black Panther came out. Mm-hmm. So Black Panther came out and she wrote, and I'm going to read it directly to you. Okay. So Black Panther came out. Amazing movie. Great movie for the Black community, right? And she wrote, Marvel and DC are killing it in inclusion and women, but where are the Latinos asking for a friend? Gina. Gina, mama, come on. G- Gina.
Let's do some research, mama.
Yes, that brings me to actually, so let's do some research, mama, was before this, actually. Let's do some research, mama, was from 2016, I think.
But was that?
That's not a scandal. It's just funny.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Like, was, I know that people refound a tweet after all her shit and then made fun of it, but I don't think it was like a thing when she actually tweeted that.
No. So yeah, I'll mention that later. It's later in my notes anyway. Okay. So yeah, she said that about Black Panther as if Black Latinos didn't exist. Right?
Right.
And she did get dragged for this. Marvel and DC has Afro-Latinas on cast. But she is anti-Black, as we will come to learn more. This was just like the first instance of it.
The first sign of it, yeah.
Yes. After that, in 2018, there was a movie that came out. I think it's called Smallfoot. It's about the abominable... Oh my god. Snowman?
Oh my god. Wow. I don't know how to say it either.
Well, you know, the snowman that's a monster.
Abominable?
I don't know.
Abominable? Okay.
Something
yes,
like that.
I know what you're talking about. The Yeti.
Yeah. Yeah. A young actress, Yara Shahidi. She is the main actress.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's an interview where Gina Rodriguez and Yara Shahidi are being interviewed together. And the interviewer asks Yara Shahidi how it feels to be a role model to Black girls and Black women. And then Gina Rodriguez interrupts and says, so many women. Basically, all lives mattering, this interview.
It's so embarrassing.
And the whole... Yeah, the whole interview is so awkward because she does this again and again. And it's like a 3-minute interview. And the whole thing is very weird. And then in 2000, this was around September 2018. And then like 2 months, not even 2 months later, there was a roundtable discussion. There's a roundtable discussion. I don't know what Porter roundtable is. Porter,
either.
It's some sort of like show, I guess. But so they have a discussion about pay equity and diversity, and the actresses Gabrielle Union, Emma Roberts, Ellen Pompeo, Gina Rodriguez are they're all in this roundtable discussion, right? Someone brings up white women getting paid more than Black women, and then Gina Rodriguez, unasked, just interrupts per and use. Says, yeah, per use, interrupts and says, and Black women get paid more than Asian women get paid more than Latina women, and it's a very scary space to step into. First of all, this isn't even true.
Yes. Also, so I have heard the statistic that Latinas are the most underpaid, but I have heard it's because of Black Latinas getting paid less, mm-hmm. which brings down like the overall payment. Yes. And so like it still boils down to anti-Blackness and, you know.
Yes. In 2019, she posted a video of herself on Instagram lip syncing or singing along to the Fugees song Ready or Not. And yeah. She says the line, Lauryn Hill's line, where she sings the N-word, and she sings the N-word. She was rapping along. She says the N-word. And understandably so, Twitter and Instagram, you know, call her out on this. Because she's not Black. She can't say the word. You can't say the word if you're not Black. Like, it's 2022. We should know this by now. But so many non-Black Latinos insist on saying this word. Especially those that grew up around...
I'm over it.
Yeah. Like, we grew up in Oakland. I have never said the word. Have I?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, if we cannot say it, right? Even in songs, I don't repeat it. I don't mouth it. But she...
Yeah,
she took a few hours to delete the post, and then she comes out with an apology video. Her first apology video, mm-hmm. she says, and I quote, I am sorry if I offended anyone by singing along to the Fugees, the song I love. Oh, to a song I love that I grew up on. That's not a real apology. I'm sorry if you were offended.
And if you say the word if in your apology, that's not an apology.
No, it's not. Or but, like, just I'm sorry. Just stop it there.
I'm sorry, but I'm sorry if. Just stop it.
Yeah, exactly. So then she deletes that apology and she makes a second apology. Let me find the quote for that, which is a little more. It's still not a full apology. So she says, in song or in real life, the words that I spoke should not have been spoken. I grew up loving the Fugees and Lauryn Hill. I thoughtlessly sang along to the lyrics of a favorite song. And even worse, I posted it. The words I sang carries with a legacy of hurt and pain that I cannot even imagine. Whatever consequences I face for my actions today, none will be more hurtful than the personal remorse I feel. Watching my own video playing back at me has shaken me to my core. It is humiliating that this has to be a public lesson. What?
I would just, that's like, I don't even have the words.
It's
that's
not over dumb. Yet.
I feel so
deeply protective and responsible to the community of color, but I have let this community down. I have some serious learning and growing to do, and I'm deeply sorry for the pain I have caused. So even in her apology, she can't admit that this is the Black community, not the community of color.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous at this point. And that's my thing about people. They're like, oh, I grew up around people. I grew up saying that word. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. That word has never been used against you for hundreds of years as an insult. And so you have zero claim to it, no matter where the fuck you grew up. It doesn't fucking matter. And the worst thing, even though I just said it doesn't matter where you grew up, the worst thing is that when I moved from Oakland to the Central Valley of California, and people were saying it, like, if they're from the hood, like, if there was Black people around them.
Yeah,
and exactly. There wasn't, and there's not. And
I was shocked.
That's not an excuse to say it, but it makes it even worse when you say it. It's just like those fucking white kids in the suburbs saying the N-word, acting like just because a rap song is popular, it's part of their culture. No, it's not.
It's not. It's not. And yeah. This is their word, and some Black people don't use it, some do. It's their right to do whatever they want with this word. It's not our word. It's not for us. It's not for anyone but Black people.
Another worst thing is when people are like, no one should say it. And it's like, no, you shouldn't say it. That doesn't mean Black people yes. can't say it. Like, shut up. People just want, they're like entitled. They think everything belongs to them. They think Black culture is theirs. And no.
But I'm not done with Gina. So in an interview with Sway in the Morning, he asks her, what do you make of all the backlash you've gotten in the last year? Because this was all from 2008 to 2019, all the anti-Black things that she's done. Then instead of actually acknowledging what she did wrong, she cries about it, right? Like a white lady would do.
Like a white woman.
Yes. Yeah, white women tears.
As soon as anyone tells them anything, they start crying.
Mm-hmm. So she starts crying and she says, even during this, she says, the Black community was the only community that I looked towards growing up. We didn't have many Latino shows, and the Black community made me feel like I was seen. To say that I am anti-Black is saying that I am anti-family. My father is an Afro-Latino. Her dad is not Afro-Latino. He's just a little tanned. He's a little brown. Yeah, but he's not Afro-Latino. I looked him up. I looked them up. He is like the same shade as her, but has curly hair. And so many Latinos, because they have curly hair, suddenly they're Afro-Latino or something. Yeah. Or worse, when people from areas that do have more of a mix, like Puerto Rico, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, claim Afro-Latinidad because their grandpa was Afro-Latino. Sadly, in this world, it's how you present. So if you look white, you're white, and you can be a white Latina, you can be a, you know, and yeah. So yeah.
Yeah.
Gina, to try and excuse her anti-blackness, then says, well, my dad is Afro-Latino. And he's not.
I fucking can't. I forgot about that one.
And I think this is the most recent thing. I haven't seen anything new when I was looking stuff up about her.
I feel like she tries to stay out of the limelight now because of all the dumbass shit she's fucking said and done. But yeah. I don't know. I don't know what she's up to. I do know that that movie she came out with,
On Netflix, where she was like
trying to take down the. No. I'm talking about the other movie that it came out in theaters, and she. It was a while ago though.
A sci-fi.
But I think during the. Oh, I didn't even know she was in a sci-fi. No, it's like an action movie where she's like is gonna take down cartels or something, get revenge on a cartel.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it fucking tanked.
Good.
I didn't need to add it. Me saying that added no value to our conversation. I just wanted to talk shit about her.
It's fun.
Movie tanking is all.
Yeah. Oh, and this isn't a scandal or her anti-blackness. It has nothing to do with it. But when all this was going on, someone went through her Twitter and then found a tweet from 2016 or so. When someone tweeted at her that they needed help with tuition, and she quote tweeted it, and she said, hold on, I have it right here. Someone tweeted her and said, please help a struggling Latina sister who can't afford to pay her tuition. And she quote tweeted and said, have you looked into the Hispanic Scholarship Fund? There are a few places to look for help. Mama, let's research.
Oh, and, it's Mama, let's research. I thought it was let's do some research, Mama.
No, Mama, let's research. And so many people just tweet this now, and it's my favorite tweet, like Mama, let's research.
Yeah.
One of my favorite people, I don't know him personally, or I don't know them personally, but they're the co-host along with Cassandra for Bitter Brown Femmes. They make fun of this all the time, but they quote tweeted that and said, what is a Latino girl boss if not Gina Rodriguez tweeting a poor student, Mama, let's research, when they ask for tuition aid? Persevering.
Yes.
And then they wrote, this shit still takes me out. Mama, let's research, or dissertation idea. Mama, let's research, a study on the methodology employed by Latina mamas looking for the funding of higher education.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're talking about Ms. Bala, I think. It came out in 2019.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and she just had a movie that I think was a Netflix release called Awake. And it also got bad reviews.
Is that the sci-fi one?
This is, yeah, sort of. I think it's like apocalyptic
or something. It just sounds like a sci-fi title. Oh, okay. Dystopian type.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's about it on Gina. Oh, Annihilation was the other movie I was talking about, but that's older.
Oh, I never watched that one either.
The one I did like is called Someone Great. And that's the song that movie introduced me.
That one was funny.
Yeah, that movie introduced me to Lizzo. And I will forever be grateful to our high-value Latina Gina for
Queen
that.
Or Latina.
Queen.
Yeah. Nuestra reina.
Nuestra reina, Gina. One more thing, though, because she's always saying, like, we need to hire more Latinos. Why doesn't she? She casted a white person as the main lead, aside from...
She casted Miss Brittany Murphy as her BFF when she could have casted a Latina.
Exactly. So that's my last
thing. Wait, that's not her name. It's Brittany Snow. Brittany Murphy.
Yeah, I'm gonna fix
away.
That.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Sorry.
R.I.P. Queen. Yeah.
Whoops.
But yeah, I hope that this episode was fun for everyone, and end this for us, Carmen.
Yes. Thank you for listening, everybody. And remember, entre ser o no ser,
tú eres. Bye.